Look, Trump's not a perfect guy. This is not a pro-Trump speech. It's this thing that he kept saying about the deep state. It's real.
Yeah.
It's 100% real.
We remove consent from treating us like we are patients in a hospital ward. We are done. The consent of the governed is removed. We will not comply. We do not consent. Nathan Fletcher, you are on notice. We will constitutionally remove all petty tyrants beginning now.
Folks, we are entering a strange phase in this information war. There is a death in Iran that could shake things up a bit with leaders. Mainstream media setting up the mines to get rid of Biden. That's right. We'll talk about that. Coup attempts are caught by Americans in other countries. We just got done talking about that last Friday. Fauci, well, he's exposed again. We'll go through that one. Diddy was shown beating up a woman. We'll get to that. The NFL is facing backlash for attacking biblical teaching and more. You don't want to miss it. Here we go.
He just lies. Listen, the other day they were talking about truckers. He said he was a trucker.
And I was driving, going through Shiloh, Ohio. Swear to God, true story.
No, no, he said he was an airline pilot. Then they were talking about tractor operators.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
But probably his biggest sin of all, to all of those that like sports and love golf and everything, he said he was a 6-handicap golfer.
I plan on being a PGA.
Now, I have to tell you, you don't know many of you about golf, but 6-handicap's a pretty good golfer. You know, they're percentage-wise not many. And I watched him take a swing. He's not a 6, he's not a 25, and he's not a 36. You know, 36 is the max. He doesn't qualify for any handicap. No, it's just a lie. Everything's a lie.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
All of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not a bioweapon. Everybody agrees with that. No matter what your prior thoughts were, everybody agrees with that.
Obviously, the biggest issue in the world right now is assistance for Ukraine.
We are stronger economically than we have been in history.
Have you had personal contact with anybody at the Baltimore field office on the Hunter Biden matter?
No. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not.
There was an attack carried out on January 6th, and a hitman sent them.
Did anyone from the federal government direct you to be here at the Peace Circle at this time?
No.
No one from the FBI?
No.
Oath Keepers?
No.
We've won with the most votes ever cast on presidential ticket in the history of the nation. I must admit, it surprised me.
Don't listen to journalists. Don't listen to the White House. Don't listen to the DOJ. Listen to Donald Trump.
Everything's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. The whole election was a lie.
Don't you just love Ultra MAGA Party when they put these together with that music showing us step by step how all this played out? Absolutely amazing. President Trump, of course, was in Minnesota. We have all the votes we need. I want to go through some of this. Let's go.
Cheating on election, no different than they did 4 years ago. This is cheating on elections. Today I saw in Washington, D.C., there's a lockbox. Looks nice, except there's a problem. The door is open on the bottom, the big door. It's totally open. They're taking pictures of it. This is a whole big scam. They have lock boxes all over the place. It's a whole big scam. Hundreds of millions of dollars going in. And that's what we have to be careful of, because we have all the votes we need. We have all the, you don't have that problem in North Dakota like we have, but I tell you what, we have all the votes we need. And I'm counting on the chairman and Tom and everybody to make sure that just give us an honest count. We're going to turn the state for the first time since 1950.
How about that? We have all the votes that we need. He's got the momentum moving forward. And, you know, sometimes while they're giving these speeches, we get real serious on the political side and more. And I totally enjoyed this. If you guys didn't see the speech, it's just good to pick apart some of the good parts. One of them happened here, and it's just good to have some humor because I tell you what, starting off Monday, we got a long week, a lot going on. I just like it when he has a good sense of humor. Here we go.
Terrible. But Americans are not struggling. You know, this is the worst platform. Who put this stage up here? This is the worst. The frickin' place is falling down. I notice it keeps tilting further left. Like too many other things. What a crappy contractor this was. No, it's true. You know, I'm known as being a pretty tough negotiator, and sometimes I get a bad rep. A contractor does a bad job. I've met a lot of great contractors, but he does a bad job, I don't pay him. And then they say, Trump doesn't pay his bills. I pay my bills. I pay the bills so fast if they're good. But this happens to be, look, the teleprompter is useless. It fell down. I don't know why it fell down. It's not like, I don't mind. I've lost teleprompters to wind. There's no wind in here. So why the hell did it fall down? Did you see it? It fell down. I'm standing here listening to the great Lee Greenwood, and the teleprompter falls off the stage. Now I put my hand on this thing, and the thing tilts over. This is not, I think it was Emmer. Maybe Emmer doesn't like
about
me.
That, huh? Really good stuff. I tell you what, it's really good to have President Trump just having a blast. He's in control. He's smiling. You would think that with all these trials and the constant pushback that, you know, it would have a huge effect on him and it would mess him all up. But, oh, no. It's not having an effect on him at all. As a matter of fact, he still continues to give us comms. He was over at the NRA giving a speech, too, this weekend. And I just want you to hear some of the things he says here. I think it's pretty cool.
And fake tech. Do you know fake Tapper is going to be one of the people? But I was so, they said to me the other day, sir, CNN with fake tap, he is a fake, but let's see how he does. I think he's under a lot of pressure, to be fair. But fake Tapper is going to be heading up the team that interrogates you. I said, that's okay. I accept the debate. I accept it. You know why? Because nobody thought he was going to debate. They didn't think I'd accept it. I accept. Then another one called. They put out another one. I said, I accept. They didn't even tell me where it was, who it was. I didn't care. What the hell difference does it make? I mean, you know. So we did something that they were shocked at. They had no idea that, you know, they figured, well, we're not going to do CNN, and we're not going to have Tapper be the guy. And we're not going to have other people involved in that show that, you know, they thought there was no negotiation. I said, I accept anything you want. Let's debate. And now they're shocked. They don't know what the hell to do because they have a debate. But just remember this. We'll go back and finish. You know, there is a genius to what I'm doing. You do know that. I go from here to there, and it all comes back into a beautiful picture. You know, it really, do you notice? It all comes back into a beautiful picture. Great memory. It's a beautiful thing.
I have everything put together. And when it all comes together, it's a beautiful thing. And what does he do? He draws. What does he draw? Does anybody see that? What do you see? Anybody see this? Boom, boom, boom. Anybody out there, take a guess. Put into the description below the video in the comments section. What do you think he's talking about here? Pretty good comms. It's always something for us to look forward to. Another thing to look forward to would be the constant reminder of the people who are getting help from LTPetClub247.com. Many of you have responded. Many of you are writing in and sharing the things that are happening when you get this Coriolis versicolor mushroom immune support system. Cindy wrote in, Mush Puppies Plus is what she got after one bag of these to our 10-year-old female Boykin. She was back to her bouncy self, and her recovery time was back, too. My husband commented on having our Goldie back. Goldie only knows one speed, and that's full speed. Well, she's back. Of course, January in Enforce got that. I started taking Enforce. Remember, this is for dogs, cats, horses, and humans. They have everything for you there at ltpetclub247.com. She said she started taking Enforce after two different cancers. She said she needed to boost her immunity, and her lab work is better. She said, I feel so much better. I have been exposed to so many relatives with colds and flu and haven't gotten sick with anything since taking these. So happy I heard about it. And pretty cool, right? And so Nevsky even said Enforce Plus is what they got. They said, I'm 61. I've been battling moderately high blood pressure for 20 years. My doctor prescribed BP meds, blood pressure meds, but they made my ankle swell up. I started taking Enforce Plus 2 months ago for a better immune system, and to my surprise, my blood pressure is now normal. Folks, just go to ltpetclub247.com, check it out, and you will feel so much better and be grateful that you got that today. And so we're going to go from that to some De Niro criticizing President Trump.
He gets elected, it's going to change this country for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they might think that it's going to make their life better. They just want to, excuse my French, they just want to f*** with the rest of the country. Literally. Those people who support him with anger and hate, because that's what he's about, they're going to see. I mean, I used to see these things. I didn't understand how he and Rosie O'Donnell used to get it. I didn't really care. Yeah. I see what a hateful, mean-spirited, awful thing he is.
He was vicious to her.
He's vicious. And why will he not do that in this country? He's already done it. Yeah. Why would he not? When I say I want to punch him in the face, it's because what he said to a person, a bystander or somebody in one of his rallies, he wants to punch him in the face. You don't talk that way to people. What kind of person does that?
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
He wants to punch him in the face. You don't talk that way to people.
A lot of us elected officials have been in office for a while. Every once in a while, something you learn makes you viscerally angry. Like if you had the person in front of you, you'd want to pop them. No, I really mean it.
What kind of person does that?
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
No, if I ever did, if we were ever behind a barn, I would look at him and I'd go like this.
All right. So I figured I'd have a good one there. I wanted you to notice something here if you didn't catch it. Notice right here when this Biden right here turns. Look at his ear. Would you remember we always talk about his ear? His right ear, right here. He's got a lobe. It hangs, right? And we talk about that because if you look at this Biden and you listen to him talk, you'll catch the real Biden.
So check this out. Me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
That's the Biden that I remember. The true Biden. The one that President Trump says he's shot. And when he points at his head, he says it over and over again. He's shot. And folks think that that actually means that he's lost his mind, when I believe that it's comms to us to let us know that, no, I think he's been taken away for treason. That's my opinion. And that's what I like to share. Because look at this Biden. And this Biden, one actually keeps his eyes open. The other one closes his eyes actually off and on, blinks. But you'll notice that their earlobe, the one that they designed for this mask, is actually connected. Eyes are completely different, heads completely different, and hair, and so much more. I mean, we catch it all the time, but here's just a clip to show you.
You know, he's still looking for that white...
Well, let me go back here. Sorry. Right here... Clicked on the wrong one right there.
So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debates. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. That. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
You can't.
Yeah. Different eyes. Eyes over here on the right side. He's not even blinking when he talks. And just wanted to make sure we show you that. Of course, old Biden says Donald Trump is the worst president we've ever had. Of course, that's what he puts out in 2020. Yet what has happened to us over time, and it's waking a lot of people up.
And I just want all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son.
The will of the people has been heard. Democracy has prevailed.
It's been 3 weeks now since the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. As you know, the mayor says he saw you in Ukraine, and he says it tells you he doesn't care about us. And they're asking, is the president coming to Ohio?
He's not doing what the president of the United States is supposed to be doing. We need him here. We need him now.
Where's the president? Where? Aren't we Americans too? Like, we're part of the United States, but why are we getting put in the back pocket? Why are we being ignored?
We have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. To make a long story short, I almost lost my 67 Corvette and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters.
Are you sure that you want to run again?
Yes. Because I'm sure. Look.
I'm not saying that we're going to get a terror attack. I'm just saying that we are definitely at a heightened risk of it.
The idea that we're just going to let them starve to death and stay on the other side, I'm not going to do it.
Joe Biden out of there. He's destroying America. Thank you very much.
He's destroying America. It is waking folks up across the country, around the earth, and we're realizing more and more just how bad we would have had it had Hillary got in. The wake-up call is happening in the Bronx. President Trump's going to be actually doing a rally there. They're excited, and they actually had a march there. Check this out. So they have signs, Black Lives MAGA, for those listening in. Black Patriots for Trump rally, the Bronx, May 18th, 2024. Cultural, it's the Bronx, not the Bronx. Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, remember she said that they don't know what a computer is. Bronx Patriots USA, they've got all kinds of signs out there. The South Bronx, they're supporting. So, of course, that's waking folks up. What else is going on? Well, we got old Biden giving speeches. He can't even figure out what he's going to talk about other than race. That's all he can do.
Today, you missed your high school graduation. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered. And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder. Democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
Not a lot of clapping going on there in Atlanta. Morehouse College graduates in Atlanta, Georgia, turned their backs on Joe Biden as he spoke at their commencement. Biden is hemorrhaging the black vote, and it's getting worse. Of course, while they're watching and growing and understanding across the country, many of them have shared that they understand how President Trump must feel as he's being mistreated. President Trump said, wow, even the MSDNC and fake news CNN, home of the first presidential debate in June, now feel the Soros, George Soros-backed district attorney Alvin Bragg case against me should be dropped in that is not winnable and should never have been brought in the first place. The only thing they have going for them is a highly conflicted judge who has done everything within his power to help crooked Joe Biden win a presidential election that he has, based on performance, no right to win. He is systematically destroying America and is a true threat to democracy. Biden's poll numbers are awful, says USA Today. America braced for a Trump victory in November. How about that from USA Today? And are we already in a second or term right now? President Trump was dropping some truth bombs in his speech at the NRA. Check this out.
Performance, they've never seen anything like it. Very much reminiscent of the days of FDR. You know, FDR was a beautiful, had a beautiful patrician voice, magnificent voice, great debater, very smart man. You know, FDR, 16 years, almost 16 years. He was four term. I don't know. Are we going to be considered three term or two term? You tell me. Ronnie, what do you think? Are we three term or two term if we win? But think of it. They're going to say wonderful. Now, he did that State of the Union the other day. He was high as a kite.
How about that, huh? Are we in a two-term or third-term right now? The pause, 45-47, not 45-47. President Trump likes to drop truth bombs. How this is all playing out is unimaginable to many. And we're going to keep up with it. We got a lot more to cover of Bill Maher, some others sharing truth, some deltas that are coming out, the coups that I shared about earlier in Fauci. First, we're going to go to andweknow.com. Folks, that's where we're at. Our website is absolutely amazing. I hope that you would check it out. You can actually go there to that site, find our podcast. You can actually see that right when you go to the website, you'll see at sea with LT, Navigating Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom, August 11th through 18th. You click on that, and you can sign up for our cruise in Alaska on the website, andweknow.com. You can also see all of our social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, and more up at the top right here. Just go to the website. Up there at the top right of the website, you'll catch all of this on your computer, unless you're on your phone. You'll have all of our videos there. Partners, contact us. You can actually contact us with an email, reach us, subscribe to our newsletter, go to our other website, thepatriotlight.com, and so much more. It is absolutely amazing. And when you go to the site, you'll actually be able to click on our AUK merch, and it'll take you to our amazing shopping site, shop.amweknow.com. You get a free drawstring flag tote with any purchase while supplies last. You must use the code MAYFLAG24 and you will get a drawstring free flag tote with any purchase. Isn't that cool? So with that purchase, you know, you can get a sweatshirt, a hoodie, accessories, all kinds of goodies, new shirts, tees, tanks, hats, our flag collections. You want to get them probably for July 4th holidays. We know those are going to start selling out pretty quick. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
One of the things right. that I wanted to highlight was that, you know what, you're in trouble if you're a Biden supporter, if you're somebody that's planning on voting for Biden, if you're somebody that wants Biden reelected. You cannot just turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to what is transpiring before our very eyes. There are black folks in America who have turned to supporting Donald Trump. That is just the fact. And what I wonder, and I say it, it's not just because of that that's a reason to be worried about him getting returning to the White House. It's also the fact that the level of support that Barack Obama garnered not just once, but twice, in terms of the inordinate amount of people emanating from our community willing to go to the polls. That wasn't necessarily the case with Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I certainly have no reason to believe it's going to be the case with Joe Biden in 2024. I think that there's going to be a lack of participation, meaning voting, showing up to the polls to vote for him. You're going to see some that just don't show up. That's a concern I have.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's not happy. Of course, they must have gotten the word, received word, hey, it's time to turn up the heat on trying to get Biden switched out or putting in the minds of the people that Biden's not going to do it. I think that because Bill Maher's got to get his marching orders from someone. And sometimes I just wonder if these guys have to do what they're told in exposing the very one that they are supposed to be propping up.
I think we have turned a corner, though. Like, after the last election, it was Trump is finished. And then a year later, it was, well, he's not going away. And then it was, uh-oh, he could win again. Mm. And now it seems like the consensus is almost Biden can't win. And he is losing in all the swing states, I think, except Wisconsin, and by bigger and bigger numbers. Is it too late to switch out? If the Democrats are going to do it, what?
Well, just thinking, is it too late? Is it too late for him to win or too late to
switch,
sub someone in?
Switch. Because, like, in these states where Biden is losing, it's interesting. The Democratic Senate candidate is not losing. So it just says something, which is it's not the party necessarily, somewhat, but it's the guy. They just don't see him as the guy. No matter what he does, he has plenty of victories. It doesn't seem to ever move the needle. But the Democrats will have to get off their keister now. Now.
Or, I mean, look at the actuarial tables and sort of there is the chance that, well.
Well, we're not rooting for that.
No, we're not rooting for that. I'm sorry.
One of them will die.
Just realistically.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But we're not rooting for that.
No. We sound like three kids around the hospital bed.
Uh-huh. What do you think's going on there? Getting in the minds of the people to switch them out? There's been a lot of rumors speculating. Many are sharing what I've been catching a lot of would be, who are they going to try to sneak in to replace with Biden? They're saying, hurry up, we've got to do it now. Some are speculating that it would be HRC trying to sneak back in and bringing in Michael Obama as her running mate, so they could use the Obamas to try to maybe drum up some support. Yeah. A lot of weird stuff. Just in, House Oversight Committee passes resolution recommending Merrick Garland be held in contempt of Congress for defying subpoena. Placed May 16th, 2024. What's really interesting is Grasshopper caught the six-year delta, the 6 years to the day, May 16th, 2018, we were told on the Intel board, the Q board, May 16th, six-year delta, we the people are taking back our country and world from the evil losers who would do us harm all for a buck. No more. Stand up, patriots. Stand up and defend what you know is right. God bless you and God bless the United States of America, 4-10-20. Good catch there. Another good catch would be Bodhidharma. Hunter's gun-related trial remains set for June 3rd, 2024 in Delaware. Boom. Because you know that 6 years to the day, June 3rd, 2018, we had boom, 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 a week to remember, dark to light, blackout necessary. Look at this. And it's in the shape of, remember? What's the shape? Flip that upside down and you've got yourself a gun. Gun related, Hunter, June 3rd. Is that a coincidence? You guys, let me know what you think. Another thing that we brought up last Friday was the fact that we had a coup attempt. Three Americans accused of being involved in a failed coup attempt in Congo that left multiple people dead. According to the Democratic Republic of Congo military, they stopped an attempted coup near the presidential palace, and among the 50 people who were involved were three Americans who've been arrested. So if you're looking at your screen, you'll see them there. A passport for one of these Americans is now spreading online, a 36-year-old U.S. citizen born in Maryland. That was from the Washington Compost. U.S. Ambassador to Congo, Lucy Tamlin, was acknowledged the involvement of U.S. citizens in a recent statement. The coup was allegedly led by U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga. He was killed at the presidential palace after he resisted arrest. Remember, we brought this up Friday.
I'm going to say that they are connected. That's some conspiracy. Okay, so fact number one is that 2 days ago, Slovakia rejected the WHO pandemic treaty. That's fact number one. Fact number two is that today, the Prime Minister of Slovakia is fighting for his life after being shot multiple times. That's fact number two. Fact number three is that 8 out of the 10 countries that have rejected the WHO treaty in Africa have had coups in the last year. That's fact number three. And fact number four is that in every one of those coups, the person who conducted the coup had previously been trained in the United States. They had attended military training at either Fort Bragg or Fort Benning. Like I said, I'm not saying that these are connected in any way whatsoever. That would be like...
So, there we go, just like we brought up Friday. And then, of course, we have here that just happened. Ebrahim Raisi, the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, known to Iranians as the Butcher of Tehran, is dead. Masih Alinejad says he's been killed in a helicopter crash. Of course, that's been spread throughout the internet. Why should I hide my feelings, she said. While many young Iranians, especially women who have been wounded during uprisings, are sharing videos of dancing in joy over his death. His regime sent killers to New York to assassinate me, but I am alive and writing about his death. We Iranians will fight for our freedom, democracy, and dignity until the day we get rid of Khomeini and his religious dictatorship. While that was happening, of course, there were fireworks going off all over celebrating his death. And as you're watching that, it's pretty amazing, astounding, as we've been learning more and more, that you remember we were going to have Iran, their deep state regimes and more taken down. And then, of course, right after Iran, they were saving Israel for last. Another thing that's interesting, first Iran, now Saudi Arabia. Whoa, Fletch 17 says, breaking, King Salman bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia hospitalized with pneumonia. Huh. What's going on there? If you guys remember, here's just a blast from the past. Somebody's sharing what happened back in the day with Gaddafi.
Hillary Clinton said, no, we're going to kill him. So he's always been a bad guy. So it's easy to make him a bad guy and go after him. That's when Ambassador Stevens, before he was an ambassador, he was just a foreign service officer, in 2011 was pushed into Benghazi along with a team to put together the coalition of militias to fight against Gaddafi. Hillary Clinton put the coalition of foreign countries, Germany, Italy, France, the U.S., and a few others, those were the big four, to get rid of Gaddafi. I was in Najaf at the time, and I remember seeing stuff or hearing that, I didn't see anything, I heard that Gaddafi's sons, this was in 2011, were in D.C. trying to negotiate with the U.S. to allow their father to exile to a third country. And what I was told is that Hillary Clinton said, no, we're going to kill him. So the whole thing of destabilizing that country came because somebody, in my opinion, wanted to have a platform to run on in 2016 that said, look what I did.
Look what I did. Some more information in case you guys weren't familiar with that. If I remember, Gaddafi had an interview on a TV show. I believe it was with Larry King. And when he did the show, he basically was telling him, no, bin Laden did not do 9/11. It was within the United States of America. Well, we can't let that out of the bag. We also know he was going to get rid of the central bank. I think he was going to get rid of the U.S. dollar and all kinds of other things. So you know what? They just can't take somebody independent out there running on their own. You know, maybe that's what happened with Russia and others, right? We've been sharing that in a lot of our videos. Seems like everyone that they paint to be evil, the mainstream media paints as evil, we're starting to find out because the mainstream media is a bunch of paid off liars by these billionaires, these elites. We've been believing them all of our years, all the history, everything that was written about anything in history. We have to go back and research and find out, were they lying to us? Everything. What were they lying about? How many wars did they get us involved in that we didn't need to get involved in? How many millions of people died because of that? And then when you head into that war area and you start exposing countries who do nothing but need military-industrial complex pushed up hard so that everyone can be sent overseas, so everyone can fight in all kinds of wars and bring money to all these military-industrial complex resources, especially when they get uncovered through emails and WikiLeaks, well, then they get put away. And, of course, we have the Assange trial happening today.
President Biden's remark, which was kind of off the cuff.
This is his wife.
Reflects what we know and what we've known for a long time, that this case is very controversial within the U.S. administration. It is considered an enormous problem and a headache. It was brought in under the Trump administration, and the constitutional implications are clear. There's a recent letter from 40 professors of law of U.S. universities writing to the Biden administration saying this case is an existential threat to the First Amendment. So there's widespread understanding that this case is very bad. I don't know if Jen wants to add anything.
Mm-hmm. Exposing everyone involved, and of course they want to put him away. We want him freed. We need to continue to keep him in prayer. A bunch of folks that would actually come out and tell you the truth of what they're doing. Of course, this all got exposed when Obama was running the show. They like to brag about this.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
The international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Yeah. Who will ever forget that? Whew, that's enough to mess your face and have your skin crawling. Maybe this will help. Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer, and here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off. If you guys weren't aware, The CNN political commentator Alice Stewart has died suddenly. Police found her body outdoors early in the morning. Officers currently believe a medical emergency occurred. Well, we have her push on X. I am fully vaccinated, she said. Not sure why others do what they do. She's gone suddenly, so young. We talk about this all the time. For some of you, I know it's very difficult. But I want to continue to keep this in the psyche of everyone so that we're out there praying for others and that those that are denying it and saying that maybe for some reason they had some medical condition that came out of nowhere, they realize where it came from, and we could share with them, especially those that are non-believers, those that might be thinking about the end of their life because that's what this thing is doing. These people, let's get jabbed on social media. They went and got their vaccine, this fake gene therapy shot, which wasn't a vaccine, and now they're gone. Another one. I've got my COVID vaccine. Well, guess what? That person died suddenly. They shared to the public eye, look at what I did, and now they're gone quickly. So I don't need to go through that too much, just to remind you of the lies of this Fauci character. Of course, Elon Musk was out there saying, prosecute Fauci. May 17th, New York Post goes after Fauci for his lies about dangerous virus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Remember, he's already been out there warning everyone. Another one's coming up this year.
So if we really want to prevent the next pandemic, and there will be one, there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year.
Yeah, absolutely, huh? Another pandemic. Next year. This is the same guy who was exposed by Carrie Mullis, for those that might be new, was the creator of the PCR test. Remember that thing that they stuck up your nose into your brain? The actual fake PCR test, they took it and they increased the ability for you to basically catch some type of illness. So in other words, if you stick it in the nose, you bring it to the way I conjured up. I'm not a scientist. I'm just saying the way I learned about it was you put it into a machine and you make it maybe 10 times, you know, the amount of whatever you put in there. You zoom in and, oh, there's nothing there. But if you do it 40 times push, like a zoom in, well, guess what? You're going to find some type of illness. And then they said, oh, you're positive. Even though they increased it 30 times more than they're supposed to in the lab. And remember, they killed Carrie Mullis right before the COVID pandemic. Maybe it was because of this.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face, nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera.
Lie directly in the camera. And then Carrie Mullis was taken out. They couldn't have him around. They had to use his test. So I believe. Of course, you guys remember the song Sad Little Man by Five Times August.
Sad little man sitting deep in a lie. He's dead in his soul, but he'll keep alive. Do what he says, not what he do, 'cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god, as the faithless prayer to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word, one shot, two shot, now you get a third. Sad little man, sad little man, you better run now while you know you can. Sad little man, don't fool.
This is Five Times August.
Sad little man, gonna trap you like a dog. Put your head in a net while they eat you raw. Don't ask why, just comply. Cause fear is the drug that the doc prescribed. Sad little man, you can watch him on the news. Preaching to his choir while they learn the rules. Some feel safe and some feel healed. But they'll all hold his hand as he makes the kill. Sad little man, sad little man. You better run now while you know you can. Sad little man.
So enough of that one. I just want to make sure you guys know you can go in the description box below and put the link for this video if you want to share it out there on your social media if they let you keep it. Who knows? Another sad little man would be this one here, Yuval Harari. One Stop says, many get all upset about this guy, but I think as harsh as it comes across, he's right. He represents how the elite discuss humans. There will be a growing number of useless people. Take this, listen
once
to this.
Once you know how to produce bodies and brains and minds, so cheap labor in Africa or South Asia or wherever, it simply counts for nothing. Again, I think that the biggest question in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. I don't think we have an economic model for that. My best guess, which is just a guess, is that food will not be a problem. With that kind of technology, you will be able to produce food to feed everybody. The problem is more boredom and what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless. My best guess at present is a combination of drugs and computer games.
Yeah. So again, One Stop was saying, how is he talking about all of this the stuff? This is how the elite discuss humans. 4 years ago today, there are people out there that are fighting back against this. Remember this Ian Smith, the Summit Rejuvenation. Remember, he was the one that was fighting to keep his gyms open during the COVID pandemic. He gave us an update. 4 years ago today, we reopened Attila's gym in direct violation of an unconstitutional order by Governor Philip Murphy to close small businesses in New Jersey. You guys remember that? The support we received locally, nationally, and internationally for our stand is something I will be forever grateful for. With that being said, I'm thrilled to announce that we have achieved a major victory in the long, hard fight against the state. All of the 80-plus municipal citations of violations of a governor's order, public nuisance, disturbing the peace, and operating without a license against us have been dropped by the courts with prejudice. This means the state has no ability to revisit or refile these charges. This victory opens the battlefield again and gives us options to continue to push back and bring justice to treasonous actions of Phil Murphy and his lackeys. Again, thank you to all who supported us. We could not have done it without you. And then he gives special thanks to his attorneys. Nobody's coming to save you. He says, save yourself, spit on your hands, and hoist the black flag. No quarter. And he's going to give more updates later. What a fighter there. Wall Street Ape says, the biggest boomerang in human history would be the Federal Reserve and all their central bank buddies trying to enslave the global population with their New World Order and central bank digital currency, and accidentally waking up so many Americans that we end the Fed. That would be awesome. I had a chance to talk with Dr. Kirk Elliott yesterday. If you missed that interview, I'd hope you check it out. Many states are setting gold as legal tender. People don't want to be controlled by the elites. Elites don't like our freedom. We had a chance to discuss this, and it was a very, very good update on all of these states and what's been going on there. And our hope is that you would be able to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, andweknow.com/gold, and you can have the same conversations that I have with him. It's absolutely amazing. Let's hear a clip from that interview. Here we go.
To these families. So the danger is, as Solomon was saying, is, man, here's the quote. I think the level of debt in the United States and the level of spending is something we need a sharper focus on and more dialogue around what we've seen. It's like, sharper focus. Dude, you guys spend money like drunken sailors. It never ends, right? You need more than a sharper focus. You need to cut things that absolutely aren't needed. Because he says later on, the consequences, if we don't act now, are unbearable.
And so, of course, we're going into just the plain old information that was coming out, especially when we saw this headline here. What was that headline? Goldman CEO issues warning his interest costs on America's ballooning debt exceed spending on defense and Medicare. Other folks that are out there fighting for all of us, trying to ensure that the truth is getting out, regardless of how they're mistreated or made fun of. You guys remember Harrison Butker? We brought him up Friday, standing for the truth.
So we learn in the NFL, you can be a rapist, woman beater, abandon your kids, a racist, misogynist, adulterer. You could be a number of things. Murderer. Assaulter. You could be a number of things. But one thing you can't be in the NFL is a truth teller of Christianity. Because if you, by any chance, think that you're going to have the ability to say, hey, maybe we should focus on more wives and family dynamics, you know, Christian values, you're looked at like, you've done the worst thing in the world. But leftists will sit around and they won't do none of this stuff they're doing to that man, to the killers, the rapists, the adulterers. They don't even lift their voice to say anything to those people. But when someone promotes Christianity, it's a problem. That just tells me he was doing the right thing by what he said. Because when the people that promote all sorts of debauchery go against you, you got to be right.
How about that? A lot of it's been going on with this since he came out. Buckner telling the truth. I had something I was going to show you. Oh, somebody shared this, said Tyree Hill is 30 years old. He has 10 children with 5 different women. But the NFL is only triggered by Harrison Butker telling young people to get married and raise children together. A lot of folks jumped on board with this. Just in, AG, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, has issued notice to Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas that his administration is being investigated for violating the rights of Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker. There you go. Quote, it's been reported that the city of Kansas City has retaliated against a well-respected local resident and member of the Kansas City Chiefs after he spoke about his religious views. Your office's X account likely publicly released residential location information on a private citizen. Wow, they released his location, Harrison Butker's location, in an attempt to retaliate against him for expressing his sincerely held religious beliefs at a religious college commencement ceremony to an audience that largely shares his views. Your use of government social media to retaliate against an individual based on their religious beliefs amounts to discriminatory behavior that is not tolerated under a constitution or Missouri statute. Our nation's founded on bedrock commitment to the free exercise of religion. In addition, Missouri law specifically prohibits faith-based discrimination against Missouri residents, yet your office apparently believes it's appropriate to denigrate a devout Catholic for comments he made about his own faith at a religious college. So, all of that was pointed out. Mr. Butker was well within his rights to discuss his religious views, views which are shared by millions of members of his faith tradition. Sadly, history is filled with examples of people of religious faith being targeted for their beliefs by government officials. Huh. And then when you have other terrible things happening out there, like the CNN exclusive report, and I'm putting a warning on here because you're going to see a man named P. Diddy. If you guys don't know who he is, he's some guy, I believe he sings music. I don't even think I've heard any of his songs. I just know he sings. He's the one that was caught, remember, having parties and bringing in children at underage with LeBron James and all the others being exposed for who he really is. Well, I'm going to show you a clip. If you don't want anybody to see it, I'm just going to go through it quickly and show you as he runs through the hallway and he grabs a woman and he yanks her to the ground and he proceeds to kick her and beat her up. And of course, Los Angeles, they come back and write out and say, oh, it's been too long, so we can't do anything about it. Sorry. There she is. Gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. Yeah. So he comes out and he wants to apologize. Check this out. Right about here.
Expected to be
so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you gotta do that. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it, I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness.
Because you ain't getting it. My brother in Christ, that video is from, what, 2016? You're only sorry that you got caught and it got put out to the public. That's a classic PR statement right there. That's what that is. Damage control. Trying to be a better person, but you're being raided and you're being accused of having relations with underage people. And
Yep. Accused of having relations with underage people and more. But I tell you what, folks, there are some strange things going on out there. And we need to really stay in prayer and stay close to our Heavenly Father. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 says this, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now once again, thanking you for the opportunity that we have to share with one another our thoughts on what we think is going on with our nation and with the rest of this earth. We do know that many things that are happening are beyond our imagination, beyond anything that we can think of, and many must be in harm's way. We thank you for how you continue to guide and direct our lives, for your love for us. We have the ability to wake up, have some food on the table, call loved ones, call friends, and share with them the good things that you're doing in our lives. We ask that you would continue to guide and direct our thoughts and how we should conduct ourselves day in and day out. We pray for Micah Miller, her family, her father, her sister, her brother, what they're going through in this battle against pure evil. We lift up all of those attending this church that are hurt, overwhelmed, that you bring folks around them to comfort them and share with them the truth of the gospel, the real Jesus Christ, the real preaching from the Word of God. We ask that you continue to guide and direct all those on the front lines that are fighting this battle for our country, for our elections, that they would be fair, for our children, their protection, and also protection of our lives and our families each and every day. We ask all this in the name of our Heavenly Father, and of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time, your prayers, your love, your guidance, and all that you guys do. Just amazing. Please hit the follow button if you would, and the share button, and the subscribe button. We really appreciate that. Send us a note. Love to hear from you. And again, we just want to thank you. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.